terrorist group is rumored to move its headquarters to Egypt. Haiti's new president starts his term with evictions. And Luis Palau is proclaiming the good news in France. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rumors are flying that terrorist group Hamas is moving its headquarters from Syria to Egypt. Tom Doyle with E3 Partners says between violence in Syria and benefits in Egypt, it's no surprise.
If they do move to Egypt, that unites them in a stronger way with Hamas in the Gaza Strip right there. And I think it gives them a larger territory, much bigger population to blend in with. So to me, it really makes sense.
It's good for Syrian believers who are suffering the worst persecution in decades. But Hamas in Egypt could mean even more support for the Muslim Brotherhood. Bad news, since
the people have wanted democracy, and what Islamic Brotherhood is offering is not the democracy they were looking for.
It's one more item for the list of concerns in Egypt. But for all the turmoil and violence happening in Syria and Egypt lately,
it's bad news politically. But it's good news spiritually because it's created desperation in the hearts of people, and they're much more open to the gospel.
Next, Haiti's new president promised to kick the quake reconstruction up a notch. This week, police cleared out three tent cities. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says the evictions took place on the first day of this year's hurricane season. However,
many of these people who were perfectly able to get back to their own homes and start restoring their lives were just kind of hanging out there in the tent cities. Would just become a chronic ongoing thing if at some point things aren't changed.
The rebuilding effort continues. BHM teams have been intimately involved by building homes, churches, and schools. The changing landscape is kind of a reflection of what's happening on the spiritual front.
That's one way that I really believe that the Lord uses to soften and open people's hearts to the truth of the gospel is through hardship. And we've been continuing to see a very positive response and openness to the Word of God and to the gospel down there.
Their ministry focuses on strengthening the local church, but they need help. Our website will point you the way. You're listening to Mission Network News. A church service in Lahore, Pakistan was disrupted by armed Muslims led by Muhammad Shoaib. Shoaib and his men cursed the congregation, desecrating Bibles and a cross, smashed a glass altar, and manhandled those who restricted them. Christians tried to report the disturbance to police, but the police inspector was appointed by Shoaib's uncle. Officials pressured them to accepting a public apology. You can check out our website for more on the story. Next, after officially being named the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom in May, Susan Johnson Cook was officially sworn in yesterday at the U.S. State Department. Advocacy Director for Open Doors USA Lindsay Vesey says she knows why it took more than 2 years.
The obvious answer would be that this issue just isn't that important to the Obama administration. Now, we've seen some fairly positive statements on the importance of religious freedom, both from President Obama as well as from Secretary Clinton. But in terms of policy, in terms of actually making this a priority, it just hasn't been.
Vesey says there are some positive signs.
The new ambassador, Dr. Johnson Cook, has already met with a number of NGOs working on religious freedom issues, which is a really positive sign. I believe she has a true openness to hearing from different NGOs' perspectives.
Pray for a new bill that's already been introduced that will help make the position more effective. And it's no secret that France has typically restricted open sharing of the gospel. That's why it was shocking to the Luis Palau team when government officials said yes to their permit for proclaiming good news in Marseille, France. Luis Palau and his team will hold the Marseille Province Festival from June 30th through July 2nd on the beaches of southern France, where thousands of people vacation. The team is asking for prayer and financial support. For more details, just go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes By Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. KJV made it possible for the average person to understand God's Word. To celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.